You are tuned in to the CU Insight Trendline, the credit union industry's podcast for the latest perspectives, shifts, and key content to keep you informed and ahead. I'm Greg Micklig, President and CEO at CUinsight.com, here to bring you the trends shaping our industry every other week, all in under 15 minutes. Let's track the trend. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the CU Insight Trendline. This week, we're mixing things up just a bit. In addition to highlighting some of the articles catching attention on CUinsight.com, we'll also spend a little time sharing how you can engage with CU Insight content across our multiple channels. Plus, you'll hear about an outstanding panel of credit union CEOs we have lined up for an upcoming event you'll want to get on your calendars. And speaking of top credit union CEOs, I'll share a conversation I had with Amy Scrignoli, CEO of Belco Community Credit Union, a bit later in the podcast. So let's dive in. John, take it away.
This is John Pettit, Managing Editor at CU Insight, and I'm here with a look at my top three trending articles right now on CUinsight.com. At number three this week is an article titled, "What is the Easiest Way to Grow Your Credit Union?" from Many Branches, Albert Howard. Let's talk about growth, not the kind that requires massive budgets or new branches, but the kind that starts with something simple, better connection. In Albert's recent piece, he reminds us that growth isn't about doing more, it's about being more accessible. That means meeting members where they are, on their phones, online, and in real time. Think live chat, texting, and video calls. These tools aren't just conveniences, they're essential touch points that can transform member engagement. By removing friction and embracing digital channels, credit unions can enhance member experiences, improve retention, and attract new members, all without overhauling existing systems. It's about making your services as responsive and accessible as possible. So if you're looking to grow, start by rethinking how you connect. Because in today's world, connection isn't just key. It's the easiest way to grow your credit union. Number two this week is Know Your Enemy: Fraud Trends, the Threats They Present, and How to Protect Against Them, from Valera's Nicole Reyes. Fraud is evolving fast, and if you're not keeping up, you're falling behind. In her recent CU Insight article, Nicole highlights how fraudsters are leveraging advanced tactics like synthetic identities and phishing schemes to exploit vulnerabilities in our systems. The key takeaway? Proactive defense is crucial. This means implementing robust authentication measures, continuously educating your staff and members, and staying informed about emerging fraud trends. By doing so, you not only protect your credit union, but also build trust with your members. Remember, in the fight against fraud, knowledge is your best defense. Stay vigilant, stay informed, and keep your credit union secure. Stay tuned later in the podcast for my number one trending article on CU Insight. For now, I'm sending it over to my colleague, Alyssa Horwitz.
Hello, everyone. Alyssa Horwitz, Director of Community and Client Experience at CU Insight, here to share all the ways you can stay connected with us. Whether you're subscribed to our daily emails, scroll through CUinsight.com for news and education, be sure to also follow us on LinkedIn. Follow our LinkedIn page at CU Insight to stay informed on breaking news, events, and important industry information. Also, be sure to join CU Insight's LinkedIn group, Credit Union Insight, where credit union professionals can interact with one another, give feedback, and have an open dialogue. In an effort to learn and grow with one another, we've been posting polls and encourage our group members to post similar engaging content as well. Stay connected to all things credit union at CU Insight on LinkedIn and our Credit Union Insight LinkedIn group.
The CU Insight Trendline is brought to you with support from the following CU Insight collaborators: DCUC, the trusted resource for credit unions on all military and veteran matters. Whether working on strategic or operational issues, or addressing regulatory and legislative matters, DCUC's close and constant liaison with the DoD, Capitol Hill, and the NCUA has ensured members of the United States Armed Forces, our nation's veterans, and their families are provided financial services in the finest traditions of the credit union philosophy. Plenty of design-build companies can build nice branches. That's not what drives long-term growth. When you partner with Level 5, you get a 10-year network growth strategy built on actionable insights from real data in your target markets. We'll help you right-size your investment to the opportunity in each market, ensuring the predictable long-term growth you're looking for. Learn more at level5.com to launch your next phase of growth.
Up next, I recently saw a LinkedIn post from Amy Scrignoli, CEO of Belco Community Credit Union, in which she shared how her team is tackling deceptive financial practices through strong internal efforts and partnerships. Amy's focus on member protection and collaboration in this area sets a strong example of proactive leadership. Just a couple days ago, I had the privilege of speaking with her. Okay, Amy, so what trends are you seeing in the area of financial fraud and scams?
Well, great question, Greg. It's almost as though what's old is new. It's not anything new. It's kind of the same old. However, it just continues to get better and more refined, probably because scammers have access to AI the same as we do, and they're able to do a much better job at crafting scams that sound real, sound legitimate, and really entice the victims into revealing information. But it's very similar. It's lottery, it's sweepstakes, it's romance scams, technology scams, a lot of what we've been hearing for many years. It's working, and they just keep doing the same things, just doing it better, using, you know, email, using text messaging, using phone calls. And then with that introduction of AI, it's just much easier to make it sound and feel like it's legitimate.
Yeah, just another wrinkle with the world of AI emerging. Mm-hmm. With that, so what is your philosophy at Belco Community Credit Union when it comes to addressing those trends?
Easy, short answer on that one. It's focus on education and awareness. So educating employees so that they know how to handle the members that are coming through the door with an issue, but also educating our members so that they know what to look for so they don't get into these situations at all. So it's education, it's awareness, and telling the same story, but telling it with very specific examples so that everyone can put themselves into the scenario, put themselves into the situation, and really recognize that, oh, this could happen to me. This really sounds familiar. This sounds like something that I might experience, or my parents or my family may have already seen or experienced.
So I noticed that your team has been working with some other organizations. Can you tell me how you're working with those other organizations to combat financial fraud?
Yeah, I think that's part of our philosophy, too, this idea that we are here as a collaborator in our community. So we want to collaborate with other institutions, whether it's a credit union, a community bank, our local police, or anyone in the local community who's really here to help stop any kind of financial crime. So we're working with the local police department. We also have really strong presence in a couple of associations that are out there that we find to be very valuable. And the first one that I want to make mention of is South Central Pennsylvania has a Financial Security Officers Association. So the South Central PA part of that is our local chapter, but that's where financial institutions, community banks, financial crimes workers, all coming together and collaborating. You'll also find that the Secret Service and the FBI get involved as well. A second group that we work closely with is the International Association of Financial Crimes Investigators, and that's where we've been able to really contribute to various types of financial investigations that relate to, you know, fraudulent checks, fraudulent tax returns, those sorts of things. So if credit unions aren't aware of and participating with those associations, it's a great opportunity to really cast the net wide and get access to information and make connections with other institutions that are struggling with the exact same things that we are.
That's great information, Amy. I appreciate you sharing that, and I'm sure our listeners will as well. And with that, I just want to say thank you for taking some time to join me on the CU Insight Trendline podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Great information from Amy. And don't worry if you didn't catch all of that. You can check our show notes for information, including links to the organizations she mentioned. Now, on to Linda LaFortune, our Director of Learning and Client Support.
Thanks, Greg. There are so many great events coming up, all of which are on our CU Insight events page. And today I'll highlight just a few. First up, Meridian Link Live is May 5th through 8th in Orlando. You can check out their site provided in the show notes to learn more about inspiring keynotes, product showcases, customer-led sessions, industry-leading strategies, and valuable networking opportunities. Another event you want to have on your radar is the Edge Tech Conference happening May 6th through 9th. It's all about sparking innovation and bringing together credit unions and fintechs to share ideas, explore new tech, and help shape where the industry's headed next. And we at CU Insight are particularly excited about our May 14th MiniCon event. With over 700 registrants already, we're excited to welcome our CEO panel featuring Shruti Miyashiro, Kent LeGrand, and Kabir Lewala, as well as our keynote speaker, JQ, who will be talking about digital disruption and leading our teams through change. Jay will also be back on June 4th for our new Signature Session offering. Signature sessions are structured to provide opportunity for deeper learning and interactive conversation with our keynote speakers and other attendees, and are limited to 35 registrants. We will provide the link to the MiniCon site in the show notes, so you can check out the May 14th details and register today.
Welcome back. My number one article trending right now on CU Insight is 5 Steps to Deliver Better Financial Solutions for Your Members, from Meridian Link's Laura Costello. If you're aiming to elevate your financial solutions, Laura offers a 5-step playbook that hits the mark. Number one, start with your members' needs. Understand their financial goals and challenges to tailor your services effectively. Two, leverage data analytics to gain insights into member behavior, enabling personalized product offerings and proactive support. Three, enhance digital experiences by streamlining online and mobile platforms, ensuring seamless and user-friendly interactions. Four, invest in staff training so your team can confidently deliver and support new financial solutions. And five, continuously gather feedback to refine and improve your offerings, keeping member satisfaction at the forefront. By focusing on these steps, you can deliver financial solutions that truly resonate with your members' needs. I recently asked Laura, how can credit unions strike the right balance between leveraging member data for personalization and maintaining trust and privacy in today's digital landscape?
One thing that truly sets credit unions apart is their commitment to being more than just a financial institution and really putting the needs of their members first. Data these days plays a huge part in making that happen, but of course, balancing personalization with data privacy starts with that trust you've earned as a credit union. You've built that trust with your commitment to your members, and you can continue to nurture it with the technology that powers your member experiences. When banking technology is built on a secure data platform, it instills confidence in both the service you're providing and the experience your members are having. With a full view of a member's financial situation, you can easily identify their behaviors and activities and proactively offer solutions that improve their financial health or help them take the next big step in their financial journeys, while safeguarding their information and maintaining that trust.
Thank you to Laura and to John for that piece. And now it's time to put a bow on this jam-packed episode of the CU Insight Trendline. I'm Greg Micklick, President and CEO at CUinsight.com. Please like and share with your friends and colleagues across the industry if you found this valuable. The team and I will be back next time with more updates to keep you ahead of the curve. Until then, keep tracking the trend.